So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, big issues, big guest. It's not often we can catch up with Attorney General Dave Sunday, busy guy. But here in the Philadelphia area, he is making news, and he is a key player when it comes to the safety and security of Pennsylvania. Let's go to Attorney General Dave Sunday here on Talk Radio 1210. Attorney General, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Dave, we happened to see this big bust the other day. I guess it was in Kensington. It was a little while back, and we started to move, try to get you back on. How is it going in Kensington with fentanyl, things of that nature? The mayor and police chief, I think, and even some members of city council have really pushed back against some of these groups that exacerbate that problem. So the city seems to have changed versus what Kenny was doing. What can you tell us about what's happening with that?
So what I can tell you to start with is, you know, the greatest impact we'll ever see is when we work together. And so I've been collaborating with the mayor. I've been collaborating with the Philly Police Department. I've met with, obviously, the commissioner. And we are all laser focused on public safety. And to that point, I'm glad you mentioned this fentanyl bust. Because, again, through that collaboration and also through a renewed focus on public safety and a renewed focus in particular on impacting the drug trade, we were able to charge 7 people. And I want you to think about that. This was $6 million worth of fentanyl, including xylazine. It was over 41 pounds.
Wow.
And that was going through Kensington. And that was intended to go throughout the entirety of Pennsylvania and in particular out to Pittsburgh. And so when we're able to very quickly react in a manner like that in an effective way, I mean, that saves lives all across PA, and that's what we're going to keep doing.
You, the last time we talked, there have been several news coverage, Dave Sunday with us, about Medicaid and Medicaid fraud, not only how vast it was, but you were one of the leading attorney generals in the United States, attorneys general, who was really on top of that. And it occurred to me to ask you about it because, of course, in the big, beautiful bill, there's been a lot the last couple of weeks about Medicaid, fraud and abuse, or able-bodied people on Medicaid. Give us an update on how that's going.
Well, what I can say is, and thank you for highlighting the work of this office, you know, when we look at 2024, obviously the year before I took office, And, you know, the work that was done by then Attorney General Michelle Henry and the staffing here clearly was outstanding, as this office was number one in the country for the amount of criminal charges for Medicaid fraud. I can tell you, since October 1st of 2024 through today in the Philadelphia region, we've had 19 arrests in Philadelphia and 34 in Montgomery County, 3 in Bucks, 2 in Delaware. So that's 58 total arrests. And that's really, really important, because that was a total of $1.21 million that was essential, that was stolen from taxpayers.
So, Dave, tell us, how does that happen? Is it the doctor that's writing something fraudulent? Is it assumed identities? How does Medicaid fraud? Give us some of the instances of it.
I mean, the vast majority of those are personal care assistants that are fraudulently billing the government for Medicaid. That's the vast majority. And that's really important, because, I mean, when you look at that little slice we talked about of 58 cases, and you look at over $1 million, you know, and we tie that into what we're hearing from the federal government on Medicaid, I think that the way that we can protect Pennsylvanians, the way that we can protect taxpayers, the way that we can impact this is by aggressively going after the fraud. I just think it's so important, and that's something we're going to continue to do.
Larry Krasner just won a pretty resounding victory. There's been a lot back and forth with Krasner and other law enforcement entities, like Attorney General, like other DAs. And we've talked with you before about it. And of course, I know you want to follow the law, and that's the only thing we should do here. How is it with Krasner at this point? We have the special prosecutor for SEPTA because of Krasner. Give us a sense of what you think is happening in Philadelphia.
Well, I can only speak to my specific interactions with people and the work that we're doing. But that's really important, because, you know, in previous years, we kind of just heard about the DA. We heard about the DA. And what I think, and even to the point of the story we're talking about this huge fentanyl bust, I think what people are going to start to hear is, you know, through this collaborative effort between the United States Attorney's Office in the Eastern District, through the Attorney General's Office, through the Philadelphia PD, through all of our partners that are willing to work together, is what we're going to do. I can tell you right now, there are, you know, for example, our Gun Violence Task Force works with the Philly District Attorney's Office in an extremely effective way. And so my goal is to identify those places where we can work together, because, you know, I think we've talked about this before. I mean, public safety, the safety of our families, is bigger than politics and individual elected officials. It's a societal challenge that is just, in my opinion at least, it's far greater than individual personalities. That's how I'm going to approach this. And I guess, you know, as I come on your show, we'll certainly have updates as we progress.
Okay, fair enough. We're seeing cooperation of this sort, Dave Sunday, and it's usually seen as routine, but we're very friendly with Fred Herron, who we think is a great sheriff out there in Bucks County. He, in what I would say is a minimal way, is the way I would characterize it, meaning there are some sheriffs or law enforcement officials that cooperate with ICE under this federal program in a more lengthy way. This is pretty minimal, but it could be really effective. Does the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, what kind of agreements do you have with ICE and at the feds, and what's your stance on it?
Well, to start with, I mean, I experienced this for a long time as a DA, that, you know, there aren't really necessary agreements in most of these instances, because it happens by what we call operation of law. And so, you know, it's just the normal course of working together as law enforcement. You know, with regard to Sheriff Herron, I mean, I've known him for a long time. He's one of the probably most respected police chiefs in Pennsylvania. And he's an independently elected officer. So he's an independently elected sheriff. He has, through that purview, he has the right to approach his office in the manner that he deems fit. And so I know that he cares a lot about public safety. I know he cares about the community tremendously. And so, you know, I wish him the best with doing what he feels is appropriate for his community.
Going forward for you, what else can you tell us, say, over the summertime, over another length of period of time? You've been there for a bit now, got everything established. What's going to be a focal point for you?
focal point, public safety. I mean, it's nonstop. I mean, a lot of these cases you're going to be seeing are cases that are in the works now. Some of them are going to be quick. I have met extensively and speak extensively with the newly appointed or nominated United States Attorney for the Eastern District. And so, you know, he and I are working on plans together. Obviously, same thing with the Philadelphia Police Department. You know, we've really ramped up. Organized retail theft has been a huge issue, in particular in Philadelphia. And our organized retail theft unit is in full blast. And I'm sure you saw recently, you know, this was publicly reported that what was called the Fifth Street Crew, organized retail theft, we arrested them. That was a father and son that was charged this week. And we're looking at over 50 incidents, including Dick's Sporting Goods, Kohl's, Snipes stores in Bucks County. And so those are these swarm style thefts that we see on TV a lot, where a small group rushes into a store and just grabs items and leaves. You know, that's unacceptable. And our unit is working relentlessly to make those arrests as well.
You probably know this because you're a smart guy and you're not in a bubble, but I would tell you, here in Philadelphia, when we had all this back and forth over public safety, yeah, DA, et cetera, you know, over a period of time, you get inured a little bit as a defense mechanism, Dave, to the homicide rate. But the thing that got people the most is when you can walk mm-hmm. into a store and the store owners right. and others are afraid to do anything. They yep. get tired of reporting it because no one does something. And then you have these people boldly swarming and taking thousands of dollars out. It's an issue that people really get upset about.
Yeah, I mean, I know that that's the case, not only through reading, like, you know, public reporting, but quite frankly, listening to your show. I mean, you've talked about this a lot. And I've talked about it with constituents all throughout the Philadelphia region, not just, you know, store owners, but citizens. Like, nobody wants to be in a store and they're paying for goods and everyone comes in and just takes stuff and doesn't have to pay for it. I mean, that's just, in my opinion, it flies in the face of fundamental fairness. And so that's why our organized retail theft unit is, I mean, they're humming, they're up and running, and they are collaborating with Philly PD, and they're going to continue to make these arrests to hold people accountable.
That is great news. Dave Sunday, thank you very much. Anytime you have something you want to talk, we're here. Attorney General, have a great Memorial Day.
You have a wonderful Memorial Day as well. Thank you for having me on.
All right, Dave Sunday there on Talk Radio 1210. Henry might be a promo there, listens to the show and knows that's it. I'm serious.
I'm Attorney serious, General. Too. Yeah, I'm going to cut that right now.
All right. Have that out by the end of the show. Is that too aggressive? Dan, you're saying have it out by 2:30.
Yeah, now.
Run that promo at 2:30. That'll 2:15. Be the thing. No, I'm glad they listen at the attorney. He's a rising guy. He's going to run for governor at some point. I don't think it'll be the next time. I think it's going to be Stacey Garrity. I did an interview with her that'll be upcoming a couple nights ago, and I'm very impressed that she has several things that would help take on Josh Shapiro. All right, so I'm not going to be overwhelmed by Josh Shapiro. There's going to be a real battle going forward here. All right, let me go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hi, Dom, Henry. Good to talk to you guys
Same
today.
Here.
Thank you, Robert.
No problem. That was weird. I'm going to go with a guy who, like, we view nerds as somebody who has pocket protectors and don't really have, like, girlfriends in high school and stuff like that. Well, this guy was a lifelong bachelor. He said that his chastity helped him greatly in his work, although later on he said that never getting married might have been too big of a sacrifice. And that guy is Nikola Tesla. I think he fits the nerd aspect of it perfectly, and it should be noted. And, Dom, I think you're going to find this really interesting. When he passed away at the hotel in New York in the 40s, the FBI seized 20 boxes of his work and research, and they had a team of MIT engineers and physicists review the work. The person who headed that team was an engineer and a physicist named John G. Trump. Okay. He was the paternal uncle of Donald Trump.
It was his father's
older brother. You guys have a great day.
Wait, before
right?
you go, you know what's Hold happening on. Now? The Earl of Tacony now is digging through a factoid to try to match that. If it takes him 48 hours, he's going to be digging.
I I think that the Earl has factoids on hand to match anything that's thrown at him.
That's one
of the things we have in common. But you guys have a great day. I love this show, man.
These guys can't be matched. I mean, that's just unbelievable. All right, we'll take more on this. I think I have enough room here, right, to get a few on. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money?
Oh, boy. Jim Harvey, another $50 gift card, maybe one tomorrow when we're at Farley, a $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. Get the seafood salad. That's a tip from Bro. All right, guys, what is today's?
Yeah, Dom, today we're talking about nerds, and I figured I'd pull out a nerd from Hollywood. How about that? Someone who's actually friends, or used to be friends, with Jared Kushner after they hung out in Harvard.
Wow.
This person actually earned a degree in psychology from Harvard, had two research papers co-authored in legitimate science journals, became a world-renowned actress in the meantime while doing that, and is also known as a mother of Jedis. So, Dom, we want to know who this actress is who used to be friends with Jared Kushner before condemning him on Stephen Colbert in 2018. But here she is singing a song, and we want to know who this singer, actress is by trade, singing here. Not usually known as a singer, known as an actress. Take a listen.
Please, I will follow, 'cause you're my last hope. I'll do anything you say.
Quite the Renaissance woman down there. There's an actress, a nerd in her second profession, having a degree in psychology and co-authoring papers in research journals. Dom, also friends with, or former friends with Jared Kushner. Who is that actress there singing an original song?
Yeah, the singing is a bit indistinct, I might say there. All right, but a Renaissance woman, we like to hear that. Who is that? You got a $50 gift card. Be the first one in, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right, so this Renaissance woman, former friend of Jared Kushner, then attacks him with Colbert, or distances from him, and is singing, covering this song, I guess. Oh, let's hear
it. This is an original. It was written by Sia for a movie she did.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and she sung it in the movie.
Okay.
Today we're talking nerds. This world-renowned actress, mother of Jedis, earned a bachelor's degree in psychology from Harvard, since written two research papers co-authored in legitimate science journals. We're looking for who the singer is here singing the song.
Let's go to Ed in Rosemont. Hey, Ed, afternoon. Who is it?
My guess is Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's your guess, but no, not Gwyneth Paltrow.
All right, boy. Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow is... fraudulent of fraud. How people buy her stuff is just stunning to me. She's marketeer, yeah.
Yeah.
Danny in Center City. All right, Danny, who is it?
I'm going to go with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, wow, another good guess, but wrong.
All right, one of the captains of the overrated team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to play her speaking voice, Dom. Here's
okay,
I'm
going to
bring down
that.
The music
yes.
a little bit, and
yeah.
here's her talking about her friendship with Jared Kushner.
I don't know. Unfortunately, it's not very, there's not a lot.
Not a lot to tell.
Funny to say about someone you were friends with becoming a supervillain, so, you know.
What the? Mike, Jared Kushner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stephen Langhorne. All right, Steve, who is it?
I think it's Natalie Portman.
Hey!
Yes, and Natalie Portman I liked in several things. There was quite a turn there in her life politically, yeah. Yep, big, big guest. Nice job, Steve. $50 gift card to Gallo's. Great seafood, and Harv's Burger Bar. There are two restaurants connected there in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. I know we'll have one tomorrow for the winner of the week. Be ready for that on the side question coming to you from Farley tomorrow. Annual tradition, 4 until 5, Chickie and Pete's. Pay the toll at the, I wanted to say the $3 toll. I don't know how to designate the $4.50 toll, whatever it is now. 4 to 5, annual tradition. We've done this many years. In fact, last night he was out here, Dan, reliving when he refereed a basketball game and wouldn't call fouls on Vi Sekahama, who was a defensive back in the NFL and a punt returner, fouling me every play.
I'm sorry, who are we talking about?
Pete, of Chickie and Pete.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, he was out here.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, the guy's short. So I was dominating. I think it was only a 9-foot high rim. I don't know. You could almost dunk a ball there.
Gosh.
So he just was, you know, it's okay to put your hand on the back a little bit, but come on. Can't be chopping at me like I'm going over the middle or something. Got to call some fouls. All right. We have been talking, though, about the big, beautiful bill. And now moving on to the Senate, July 4th due date. And again, we have Matt Rooney on. I agree in the end. This is the pathway, reconciliation. We can bypass a lot of stuff and get this done. They have to get it done. The 40 grand cap now over in Jersey for those earning up to 500,000 apparently affects a lot of residents to have a second home, and all that stuff gets factored in. And then the Medicaid stuff, you just heard Dave Monday. We don't really go after Dave Sunday.
Yeah, you got it right the first time.
Yeah, what am I doing here? Dave Sunday. That Medicaid fraud, you are just 58 cases he cited right around here. Are we actually doing anything on this, or do they just kind of move it forward? They want to get the tax cuts and everything else and take credit for it. Well, we'll see when we get the final bill back from the Senate. I think it'll be even weaker in some ways. So this is not an easy thing. There's a lot good that's in the bill, no doubt. But there are difficulties associated with it. And we'll see what the Senate, what the big battle there is. I think they have the majority. They should have enough votes. By the way, Dan spotted this yesterday. This is this is a little bit from the Oval Office yesterday, the media coverage of this. In talking about, one word jumped out to the media on the coverage of the South Africa. Cut 9 in a second. This is youtube.com/1210WPHT. Here's the media. They got the script. This guy was what?
Under the dramatic scene in the Oval Office today, the tense confrontation, President Trump ambushing the president of South Africa.
Next, ambushing.
Another Oval Office meltdown, President Trump ambushing the president of South Africa.
President Trump is being accused of conducting something of a diplomatic ambush of South Africa's president in the
something
Oval Office.
To be with you, I'm Katie Turr. President Trump orchestrated another Oval Office ambush today.
Today, Donald Trump meeting with the president of South Africa and attempting to ambush and humiliate that leader.
Zelensky territory, where essentially he was a bit ambushed inside the Oval Office.
Felt like an ambush in there, kind of like the President Zelensky meeting in the Oval Office.
This was an ambush. It was orchestrated.
Cyril Ramaphosa brought his best diplomatic self to this meeting, but nothing could have prepared him for this multimedia ambush.
What started as
to some degree, an ambush.
Well, Katie, I mean, it was an ambush.
Ambush.
Ambush. Ambush.
An ambush.
Ambushing.
Ambushed. Ambushed inside the Oval Office.
It never ends. I mean, don't you think, hey, I got to use another word. All these other people are going to be saying ambush, and then we're going to be mocked. We're going to be putting that out there. Look, this guy had to know they were going to bring this up. And Trump showed the film. There is real evidence. Now, having two pro golfers there and Elon Musk. But the guy knew exactly what was going to happen. He wants to come here and make his case, etc. There are killings going on. I don't know if it rises to the level of genocide or not, but there's a real problem there. There have been several times in South Africa. So that's what was done. It wasn't an ambush in any sense of the way. The guy had ample chance to say whatever he wanted, to defend back and forth. It wasn't a Zelensky. That was a little bit different. The guy wasn't peppered all over the place. Yeah, that Retief Goosen. My God, I was ambushed. He jumped right up behind the couch. Let's go to Susan in Chester Springs. Hey, Susan, afternoon to you.
Hi, Dom. I tell you, I'm so sick of all the stuff that's going on. I remember when Senator Kennedy from Louisiana said he just needed his sick bucket. Well, I need my sick bucket. It's making me nuts. So anyway,
Who's your nerd?
The professor from Gilligan's Island, even in the face of glamorous Ginger and coquettish Marianne, he still was looking at all the facts and his little inventions and mushrooms and whatever else. He was clueless.
Yeah, I interviewed him. He lived on an island in the middle of the harbor there in Seattle, and it was a lot of fun. Oh. He was professorish. He fit in perfectly.
And
we know how he answered the question. He said, it's gravy, not sauce. And he said, it's Ginger, not Marianne.
And it's niche.
Oh, God, not you too, Susan. What the heck happened? Wait a minute. Did the French capture Chester Springs someday back 500 years ago? And that's why you're saying that?
I mean, it's rich. It's stitch. It's B-I-itch. But E on the end softens the C-H. So it's niche.
You really disappointed us. That's a litany of questions. Yes, I bet tonight if I get over to the parade thing, people will be coming up. They'll be bombarding me with the sauce stuff. But only Matt DeSantis last night. You guys were not out here. On Rich Cioli's show, DeSantis was saying it's niche. And right there, that's trouble. That's the Harvard elitism. I didn't think you guys were affected by it, but Rich Cioli said niche. We agreed on something.
Ugh.
You may have missed it, yes. DeSantis right away with the niche.
Yeah, if DeSantis says it, Rich is going to take the opposite stance.
Oh, right, and Justin didn't want to answer. I don't know what that's. He's in the witness protection program, the other producer. All right, it's 855-839-1210. You can get in, hit us with that all-time nerd, and you can say it affectionately. You like the professor. We've had some really good ones. It's Geek Day, so we kind of change it a little bit. And tomorrow we'll have another side question from Farley and some great guests, some of them there in person. Dave Kosky will be there at 2 o'clock. Just a great guy who has been one of the all-time greats in helping to run pro sports teams like the Sixers. But also he runs a string of newspapers now, and he has a candidate from the Jersey Shore. He's trying to keep it alive for the Congressional Medal of Honor. It's an incredibly important and moving story. He'll be there in person. Probably Pete will be there. But we'd love to see you. Stop in at Farley. They have a lot of food, a lot of stuff going on. And 4 to 5, they pay the toll for everybody going through the adjacent toll booths. Okay? I can't call it the $3 toll anymore. Let me tell you about Martin Water, though, one more time. It's important to make sure that our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system, that removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family, passionate about water, they'll put 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, just fantastic. They'll come out to your home. They'll test your water and recommend solutions that make sense for you. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555. Ask for Dwayne. If he's not busy, you want to get Dwayne out there. That's our guy. 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, this is Dom, 855-839-1210. You'll get on board. So there'll be a bit of a hiatus with the big, beautiful bill, but July 4th, again, bracketing that holiday. Remember, it's got to go to the Senate, then it would have to come back to the House for resolution between the two parties, and that is going to be difficult because any number of conservatives in the House, I think, have bitten their tongue. They've taken one for the team here. They're going along with some of this, even though they want it more, that I think is correct. And what they get back from the Senate, God only knows how that will go. But this is the one shot. This is the path toward getting this done. And yes, I wanted to ask this earlier. I may ask it again tomorrow. I got caught up in a couple of other things we have, but a lot of talk here about the tax on tips and several people complaining. I don't know how you can be complaining about this. The people that had the tax on tips removed essentially under this bill, they're saying, well, that means people will tip less now. I've not heard that. Is there logic to that? Are people going to say, well, you don't have to pay your tax on tips. I have to pay my tax, so they're going to tip less. You're still better off getting that tax stuff off. And randomly here and there, a person may not pay, you know, may make that argument. But by and large, people are going to tip what they were going to tip. The other is you hear complaints. And I turn to Dan, if you're able to, there on this, because I've only worked in a bar once. You worked in more businesses that I think were restaurant-oriented, Dan, and their argument. Henry, have you ever worked in a restaurant?
I have.
Oh, you have. All right. Bring you in, too. If you work in the back of the house, you're not helped by this, just the people in the front of the house. Is there any reason why we can't cut taxes? Everybody's got to look at it. I am happy for people when somebody's getting taxes cut. And I want to get more occupations. Cut talk radio producers the tax that they have to pay.
Oh, I'd like that.
There you go. See, we just want
very
to bring
much like that.
We want to bring more people in. So do you think people, Henry, are going to tip less because we're taking away the tax on tips?
No, I don't think so. I think people are going to tip regardless how high the bill is
right.
Or how, you know.
Right.
People have their prerogative. People are. If you're a bad tipper now, you're still going to be a bad tipper. Then if you're
right.
A good tipper now, you're still going to be a good tipper
and
afterwards.
Definition of bad tipper?
I think anything less than 15, you're a bad tipper.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. You're not sticking your neck out there. I thought you were going to say anything under 25 or something.
No.
And I was going to like, well, now we're really
No, that's, yeah, I don't know if that
that's
much
Dan's
money.
Tipping range, I think. So, Dan.
I always do 20 at least.
Oh, 20. Yeah. 20 standard
just
now.
Just because it's easy. You just double the bill and
right.
Take away a decimal.
Yeah. So, bottom line, are people going to tip less?
I don't think so.
I mean, randomly here and there. But if you're getting that tax taken off with this.
I don't think people think through the political lens so right. much that they're thinking about how much they're going to tip an individual and whether or not it's taxed.
Right. Yeah. I think we should be happy for this more than trying to. And our people, is there going to be more fighting in the restaurant field because the people that work other jobs there are not getting tipped? They're still going to pay the tax then, apparently.
I think it depends on how the restaurant shares the tips. Because I worked at one where everyone at the end of the night divvies it up and splits it.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
No.
No. No, that's bad. I mean, you know, you want to be go wait on tables then. Do that job where you get tips. If you think you're good enough that you're going to get paid enough, do that.
That's fair.
Rather than do the other
job. I feel like this whole argument is just where we're completely forgetting the fact that a lot of times kitchen workers right. are paid on an hourly wage, whereas
right.
servers,
yeah.
they get below minimum wage because they can use the tips to compensate for that.
Exactly.
So I think a lot of people in the kitchen just don't even think twice about it because they have such a completely different pay structure that they're just thinking, good for these yeah. servers that they get to, you know, get a couple bucks in their pockets.
I'm just reading some of the stuff that was out there today. I think it's people on the other side. It's what are Democrats going to do in the Senate now or when the final bill? Are they actually going to be trying to argue against taking away a tax on tips? There were some arguments made. You're foolish. Taking a tax away on overtime. Of course people think if you work overtime, we want to encourage that, you shouldn't have to pay the tax on it. The Social Security is pretty low. Van Drew said that. But it's progress. We should be taking away more taxes. All right, let's go to Ted, King of Prussia, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ted, welcome in.
And John Cryer, he's 2.5 Men.
Oh, yeah.
He's Alan Harper. He is the nerd of nerds.
He's opposite
of his brother.
Yeah, I don't know if Charlie Sheen is the epitome of cool, but the guy is very nerdish. Thank you very much.
Remember, he got so annoying and pretty pink.
Owned by Bill Maher recently on Politics. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
John Cryer? What
podcast,
was the issue?
Right?
Yeah, it was on his Maher podcast. I'll try to pull it here in a second. I don't have it in front of me.
Joe of Columbus, noted big tipper if the guy's a Cowboys fan. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Tom, you're going to put the pressure on me for January 20th? Thank you. That tip is on you, bro.
Okay.
Tom, my side answer is the guy who he was a nobody in the cast of characters instead of All Stars. And I want to throw that cast out at you. Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy, Jamal Wilkes, Bob McAdoo, Michael Cooper, all these guys that can get more vertical than me and you and my entry. He wore the image well and continually through his whole career. And even the white tape around his glasses. And he was more than a role player. It was Kurt Rambis.
Oh, yeah. There's some
for the
great,
Lakers.
Yeah, and
yeah.
The tape around the glasses is an all-timer. Yeah, you can't afford other glasses. Yeah,
Dom, why'd that have to be white tape? He was doing that on purpose.
Oh yeah, I think he was. Yeah, I think he was an unbelievable defensive player too. I mean, just amazing.
Oh yeah, he was more than a sixth guy. You remember him all these decades.
That is a very good one, Joe. Thank you. Have a good Memorial Day. Hopefully we'll talk before then. All right, coming up, I think Joe of Exton has an unusual choice here.
I do have a John Cryer.
Yeah, let's hear John Cryer a little bit.
Yeah, so what they were talking about is Bill Maher brings up John Cryer, and John Cryer and him are talking about election strategies moving forward. And Cryer essentially is refusing to acknowledge the mishaps of the Democrats, and Maher kind of leans into him. Take a lesson.
The trans people in my life feel, at this point, really frightened, you know.
Who are the trans people in your life, if I may ask?
Well, no, frankly, that's my own business, and
okay,
that's fine.
I just,
but you know, it is. They're in a place where they're personally terrified right now, because not only was, you know, this election was the outrage cycle of this particular election targeted them, but it was accepted, and people. You know, except that it's like, okay, yeah, we dehumanized them. It was politics.
Well, another reason why the Democrats shouldn't have blown it.
Well, I you know, again,
so
you can blame them all you want. I believe again that there is a worldwide reaction to the inflation bump after COVID. Everybody, as I said, Americans hate inflation.
You keep telling yourself that, and you'll lose the next one too.
There you go. Bill Maher is their truth teller. I mean, there's a lot of things about him I know people object to, but he's just a classic liberal. He sees this, the trans issue, they continue to double and triple down on it. Yeah. And John Cryer may be smart. I'm not sure if he's, sometimes they're dumb nerds. I'm not sure if he's that smart or just kind of nerdish. All right, that's what we're looking for today. Hit us with that all-timer and get your name into the hat. We'll decide the winner tomorrow. And what a lineup tomorrow, though. We're going to have Robin Schaefer on the boardwalk in Ocean City. We started that last year. Our guy from Protect the Jersey Coast. And Robin was asking people the feel for the election. This time we're going to see what the prices are and ask them how they're thinking the first, 150 days, whatever it is. And what precautions, apparently the Wildwoods and Ocean City are going all out to say no to teenagers emboldened by Murphy and the goofy attorneys general that he's had. You're not going to do what you've done in previous summers. So it's sad that that's the alert every summer. I'm just hoping the weather cooperates a little bit more. We'll see. And don't forget, 4 until 5 tomorrow, Chickie and Pete's will pay the toll right there, what used to be called the $3 toll, on your way to the shore. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
This just in, Michael Whatley will join us tomorrow. He won't be at Farley, but he'll be on the phone. They call us. They want to keep this going. You know, we're not in any lull with the Trump administration. Big issues, big guest. So wherever you're going tomorrow, and I'll tune us in, get a lot of new people. We'll have the side question. Everything will be as usual. Let's go to Joe of Exton in the lightning round here. Who is nerdish? Joe, good afternoon. Welcome in.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My nerd is Melania Trump for her ability to speak several foreign languages.
All right, Melania Trump is nerdish. Wow, Joe is really...
Might be the best-looking nerd I've ever seen.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, all right, but yeah. They come in all ways. Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how are you? Let's get some sunshine out here this week, maybe? Maybe.
God, well, Farley usually brings sunshine, because if you see that I'm inside, boy, that's a bad sign for the summer. I want to be outside broadcasting tomorrow.
Yeah, you're like a groundhog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have to see the sunshine.
Yeah,
that's
the
deal.
If you see Dom Giordano outside, it's going to be a nice summer. That's what
it
is.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm outside at Farley tomorrow, it's going to be a good summer.
Does he see a shadow?
If I'm inside, it's a little difficult. Imagine hearing the echoes of the voices of 1,000 people when you're broadcasting. That's what it's like inside. Oh, God.
I love it. Absolutely love it. So I'm going to go with a fellow Italian woman, and her name is Cardinelli. Linda Cardinelli. She played in Scooby-Doo, the sequel, and she also played in Freaks and Geeks. Little known fact about her, my sources tell me that she uses the term gravy, not sauce.
Oh, that's it. You almost had me there. All right.
She's in Nona's, I believe.
Is she?
Yeah. I don't know what she played. I haven't seen the movie, but I saw her on the cast.
It's not Brenda Vaccaro, right?
No, it's... No. I don't know. It's Linda Cardellini. That's her name.
Yeah, but what's her
what
character?
What does she play in Nona? I haven't seen...
I saw her on the cast list.
We got to know that.
Nona, because, she is... Let's see. I'm looking at it now.
It's a nice little film.
She's also the wife in Green Book.
Okay.
Viggo Mortensen's wife.
Okay. Ah. All right. Where is that guy, by the way? The Green Book guy.
You're not thinking of Lorraine Bracco?
No.
No. Lorraine Bracco.
It's down the list. She's not one of the Nonas.
Yeah. She's not one of the Nonas. She must play the wife. No, the love interest. She played it, the female.
I don't know.
Vince Vaughn's.
Olivia, Joe's high school crush.
Yes. They get together in the end. Who would have thunk it?
Well, thanks for the spoiler. Jeez.
Well, what did you think they know this guy?
I was thinking about watching
this. What do you think happened in Nona's?
What do you think's going to happen in Nona's? Unrequited love? That's not a good ending. We've been through this.
I'm so upset now. You know, I was going to be hoping for...
An unrequited love, yes.
Yeah, the other one.
Mike in Hamilton. Mike, who's yours?
Tom, in an episode of The Big Bang Theory, the nerds get to meet their childhood idol, Professor Proton, played by Bob Newhart. They're all telling him that he's a genius, and he said, "Nah, I was just on a TV show." Then he looks at Kaley Cuoco, and he says to Leonard Hofstadter, "Is this your girlfriend?" And he says, "Yes." And he says, "You're the genius."
All righty,
he had the hot girlfriend.
Thank you. I've never seen that show. I don't know why it was a contrarian. I just refused to watch it. You know, side question. That's
something
awful,
you refuse to watch.
Oh yeah,
I have a few.
Yeah, we all do, and you can't explain it. I don't get it. Just the sound of it made me think, why was that show that popular? It was incredibly popular, really popular.
It was a good show.
Yeah, I've heard. Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, you've had a great week here. What do you have today?
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Hey Tom, in the original movie, The Nutty Professor, Jerry Lewis has to be the geek of all geeks. However, and then he transforms himself into that cool Buddy Love. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Drew, very much. This next one we're going to have to take under advisement. Phil in Ardmore. All right, Phil, afternoon. Who do you have?
We have Pee Wee Herman.
Tell us about it, Phil. Why Herman?
I mean, just the way he talks and his mannerisms, all of that.
All right. Yeah, there's a little baggage there. Mark in Philly, Talk Radio 1210. Who do you have today, Mark?
Hey, Dom. So the young whippersnappers won't know this, but Revenge of the Nerds, Ogre was a cool guy. He got thrown off the boat. He couldn't swim. The nerds were on the island. They went out and saved him, and he turned into a nerd.
Nerds! Nerds! Nerds!
I like the whole nerd series. I don't know if there were two or three of them, whatever it was. Well done. Chef Dave to round it out. Dave, who's yours?
Jeff Bezos. Just look at his hair, Dom. You could beat it.
Hey, no hair. I resemble that remark. No hair jokes here. All right, Dan. Who did you like coming out of this?
Pretty early on, I think it's a far ahead leader, and I'll make the argument for it. I think Jesse and Drexel Hill kind of kicked us all in the butt with Clark Kent.
Clark Kent was great because we joked about, you know, how could you not see this, the transformation thing. I thought Clark Kent was a big answer. Henry?
Yeah, I have to agree with the Clark Kent answer, but I would be remiss if I didn't throw in Ted and King of Prussia's answer of John Cryer, because not only is he a nerd or a geek, he is also a dork.
Yes. Okay. I'll go with the Clark Kent comment, though. Let's put his name into the hat. By the way, I just saw this MAHA report, you know, the Kennedy thing, outlining chronic disease, the big, you know, the one out of 32, autism and everything else. It is it's going to be a legacy item, how he handles things big time. All right. We are loaded up tomorrow. We'd love to see you. Henry will be there with me. Dan will be vacationing back here, sort of, to speak, hope to have him out there at Mulligan's in the future too. Everybody, if you're not with us tomorrow, have a great Memorial Day, but full show tomorrow with a lot of great people stopping by, particularly Dave Kosky at 2:00 in honor of the holiday, a marquee, talking about somebody from the Jersey Shore who certainly is deserving of the Congressional Medal of Honor, and we'd like to see that happen in the Trump years here coming up. All right, Rich is in for 4 big hours, and yes, he has carved out quite a niche in talk radio.
Niche.
Thank you very much. Gravy, niche, all of that stuff tomorrow. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. It is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.